for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County now has an online survey that seeks input from residents about their views on the COVID-19 vaccine. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The goal is to better understand how the public feels about vaccinations and the experiences they've had with the coronavirus. Kim Sarawatari, director of Riverside University Health System Public Health, said in a press release, quote, "Knowing how residents are feeling about vaccinations helps us to know how we can better assist them with any concerns they may have about the vaccine. The survey can be completed in 5 minutes and is available in both English and Spanish. To learn more, you can visit rivcoph.org. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
A Riverside County woman was sentenced Friday to 37 months in federal prison for fraudulently obtaining more than $500,000 in COVID-19-related unemployment benefits. Federal prosecutors said that Kara Marie Kirk Connell, 33, of Menifee, used the stolen personal information of dozens of individuals obtained from the dark net. Kirk Connell pleaded guilty to using an unauthorized access device. During 5 months in 2020, Kirk Connell used personal information, such as dates of birth and social security numbers, that she knew had been stolen and accessed via the dark net. Kirk Connell, who also watched YouTube instructional videos on how to commit unemployment insurance fraud, then used the stolen information and identities to apply for unemployment insurance benefits from the California Employment Development Department. When Marietta police arrested Kirk Connell in September 2020 during a traffic stop, she possessed 8 EDD debit cards. Multiple restaurants forced to close their doors during the coronavirus public health lockdowns, even while paying government fees to maintain their operating permits without generating revenue, are suing Riverside County and the state. The Old Spaghetti Factory of Rancho Mirage, the Old Spaghetti Factory of Riverside, and other establishments included in the class action argue that the County Department of Environmental Health and the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control should have suspended or refunded fee collections while the lockdowns were underway. The civil action points to the economic harm wrought by former county public health officer Cameron Kaiser's orders barring public gatherings in March 2020, and following that, Governor Gavin Newsom's string of executive orders mandating that eateries deemed non-essential remain closed. Some restaurants never recovered financially and are now permanently out of business, according to the suit. A group of both Republican and Democratic state lawmakers from California's Central Valley want a state of emergency declaration because of drought conditions, and they've sent a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom.
Only the governor has that authority, and that's why we made, on a bipartisan basis, that request.
Fresno Republican Senator Andreas Borges is leading the effort and says the longer the governor waits, the more it'll hurt farmers.
The consequences can and have been catastrophic. Folks in agriculture have to plan now, whether they plant, whether they pull, or they allow land to be fallowed. So you cannot wait for the zenith of a drought and all the devastation that goes along with it before you begin addressing the issue.
Last week, Newsom said he's not ready to declare a state of emergency yet, but that his administration is actively working to prepare for a second year of drought. Riverside County today reported 545 newly confirmed coronavirus cases, 11 additional virus-related deaths, and a slight bump in hospitalizations over the weekend. The total number of COVID-19 cases recorded since the public health documentation period began in March 2020 is 296,635, according to the Riverside University Health System. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.